Conversation about important things in your life. It's 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to another great hour, another great American day. Heather Bachman is here working on our social media site.
I'm socializing all over the place.
Social
here.
Media sites.
Sites.
S-I-G-H-T-S, right?
How about S-I-T-E-S?
I was hoping you'd
Those
correct
also.
Me on that, yes.
All
right. So Rich is at the controls. Roberta is here. Hello to the folks listening in Roberta's hood.
Hello.
In the greater New York area. How do you do? Heard on that station in northern New Jersey, in Los Angeles. We're in the outskirts. In Chicago, the outskirts. San Francisco, the outskirts. What are we out? Remember that, was it a movie, The Outcasts of Poker Flats?
What?
Do you remember that?
No.
Somebody has to remember. Jack Stockwell, who was our eminent NUCCA board-certified chiropractor with special talents. In every single finger, he has special talents. Do you remember?
Oh, boy.
Jack's theme seems to think we're on a roll today.
Oh, boy.
The High and Mighty. All right, so do you remember that movie, Jack? The Outcast of Poker Flats.
There is a movie. There's something in the back that says, yeah, but I can't focus on it.
All right, somebody's going to do the research for me.
Wow. Short story written by renowned American West author Bret Hart.
Yeah.
That's why.
It became
1969.
Yeah, it was a movie based on that. And I'm telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, Bret. Bret Hart.
Hey,
was a character actor, and also, it seems to me there was a...
No, it was written by Bret Hart.
Yeah, I know, but there was a character actor whose name was Bret Hart.
So, Western. Jack, this is a great
entree. What does this have to do with
that? No, it's actually, thank you very much. Doug has this...
all about Doug again.
Yeah, no, I'm curious, Doug.
I have a lot of gas.
Well, besides the gas.
Did you hear the outtakes, Jack?
We don't need to go through it. It's 2.5 minutes of Doug burping while he's trying to read some copy. No, you're not missing much.
Yeah.
So, Doug has this thing where, and it's something going on in his brain, where he will, you know that association test? I say a word, you tell me the first thing that comes into your mind.
Yes.
This is Doug's life. You say a word, and something pops into his mind, and there is no filter. He has to get it out.
That's not true.
So there might be a song attached to that word. There might be a movie attached to that word. There might be a movie line. It's usually pop culture references. And I'm so curious as to what is going on. Is this like a personality trait or is this a mental defect?
No. That's a well-trained
it's charm
brain.
Don't kiss his butt. Tell me what the truth. If he's dying, let me know.
No, it's a well-trained, active brain in the sense that all the compartments of Doug's brain...
He's got a great memory. There's no doubt.
They're so well integrated with one another.
He just can't... He can't control it, though.
Well, now that's...
It's like he's got Tourette's syndrome, pop culture memory.
That's where we start getting into the pathology of a well-trained brain.
Okay.
The earliest signs of dementia is the withering of that filtering effect, where the inhibitory area of the brain that's always back there saying, you better hadn't say that, don't say it like that, it begins to be inhibited. And before you can put the brakes on some things that you're thinking about, they come rushing out of your mouth.
But we also know as
so
you
you're
age...
you're telling me that I'm headed toward dementia?
But we also know as you age, you
but
just
I listen
don't care.
To you. Well, no, that's true.
Oh, yeah, who cares? I don't care what they think.
Well, you know, there's an overlapping area in there where that inhibitory area begins to be inhibited, coupled with, I just don't give a dang anymore. You know, because I don't have to impress anymore. You know,
my philosophy was it was pop culture Tourette syndrome that Doug has. Where any pop culture reference that pops into his head, it has to come out of his mouth.
But he's so good at it.
He is
very entertaining.
Good at it.
It's entertaining.
It's extremely entertaining.
He usually beats me to the punch.
And Hot dogs, too. It's 12 minutes past the hour. Jack Stockwell is here. As I said, he's a board-certified NUCCA doctor and has lots of ways of trying to help you understand what's going on in your body and, obviously, with Richie, what's going on in my mind. I want to talk in a minute what the effects of some of these drugs are, mostly the things that Lance Armstrong is accused of taking. What happens to your body if you really do take those things, the enhancers, if you will? Some of them are natural, some of them are chemical, the performing enhancing drugs. What is there another way of doing what he's been doing and you don't get caught? I guess that's a question and a half. Stand by for Jack with lots of observations on what's going on in the medical world. 13 after on Good Day.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like... Right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our Road Trip Ready package that includes alignment, oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Plus, save on all Goodyear tires. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For more offers, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Goodyear offer good for July 28th. Shoppies and exclusions apply. See store for detail.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Heather and Rich and Roberta and Jennifer and Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has really found himself, as he's matured in his profession, knowing a lot about a lot, which is cool, because when you're thinking about your body and how to fix it or how to keep yourself in shape, tuned up, if you will, no better person to go to than somebody like Jack, who really has the big picture. Now, well, you can sort of turn that around a little bit, and I'm interested in knowing more, because I hear so much about, now the Olympics coming, performance-enhancing drugs. The focus has started with Lance Armstrong, but now all of these people who are over in London, they'll be tested for drugs, whether they've done things they aren't supposed to. I mean, you look at some of these people and you know they've done something to build themselves up to the strength and stamina and endurance that they have. So what is there a natural way to do the things that will enhance your ability to lift, to run, to bike, to do whatever is needed that has to be superlative in order to win in these very competitive games?
Rarely do you find anybody at the top of their game, whatever that athletic performance is.
Yeah.
That is not doing something like this. You know, the home run hitters of the last decade and what they've been doing.
Yeah.
Lance Armstrong with blood doping. They used to do blood doping for a long time because there was no way to really be sure that that's what somebody was doing. That, you know, that's where you save up your blood. You know, you take blood out of your body over a period of time, you save it all up, and then before the event, you put it all back into you so that you have a tremendous quantity of blood inside the body that has more oxygen-carrying capability. No drugs involved, but it's terribly unfair when you're running next to somebody else who has a normal amount of blood inside their bodies. Back in the 1980s, the Bulgarians that just swept all of the gold, silver, and bronze medals for weightlifting, and they checked their blood over and over and over again, they found this little tiny element that was floating around in the blood that came from the tribulus bush that grows on the hills of Bulgaria that at the time was perfectly legal. Now you can't have Bulgarian tribulus in your body anymore when you compete in the Olympics, even though it's a natural, normal food. So the problem is screening anything that gives somebody an edge, even if it's normal stuff, and normal stuff in the sense that nature made it untouched by man in some kind of drug kind of thing that would make you have an extra level of performance that somebody else wouldn't.
Jack, this goes back to the original Olympics in Greece, you know, 1,000 years ago or whatever. I mean, they've always tried to get a competitive advantage, and there's always been some berry, nut, leaf, animal that you could eat to give you that advantage, correct?
Yeah, and so they try to screen their blood as carefully as they can, looking for anything in there that doesn't seem like it belongs. But they're always coming up with some other little trick here and there, because these people train and they train and they train. And when you train most of your life from childhood, when you're pushed into this kind of competition, up until you're an adult old enough to compete in the Olympics, everybody is pretty well on the same basis. The only thing that would make any difference would be some small genetic trait that, because of the way your hip joint is put together, maybe the way the shoulder joint's put together, that's a little 2% different than somebody else, might give you an edge. So the only way they could leap beyond that is to find some additive that would go injected into the blood, into the muscle, or part of a dietary intake. And this still goes on. And it's still going to continue to go on, because they have a whole catalog of stuff now that they're looking at in blood work. But there's always something that's not listed that somebody found in some bush high in the Himalayas that they're able to get some kind of an extract that gives them that half of a percent edge, which is all they need to win. When you look at how close first and second is in the mile, when you look at how close first and second is in powerlifting, you know, it's just that itty-bitty, tiny little half-percent edge that makes the difference.
It's just so ridiculous sometimes. Take, for example, the Roger Clemens thing, where your tax dollars went to prosecute a guy for allegedly taking human growth hormones, which you could buy on any radio show
times. That's part of the Lance Armstrong thing. Was the HGH stuff that they were finding in the blood. And, you know, their lawyers will come back and say, hey, this is human growth hormone. This is human stuff. And then, the guys that are regulating the stuff said, no, come on. You can't do that. That's giving somebody an unfair edge. Unless you reveal to everybody exactly what you're doing so everybody has the same ability, then it brings you back down to this to level the playing field as far as natural performance is concerned. And it's not just winning the gold medal. It's the millions and millions of dollars of endorsements you're going to get after you win the gold medal that compels them to do this.
Sure. Yeah. All right. Hot stuff. Lots of good comments from Jack Stockwell. Check out his website, which is jackstockwell.com. Very clever of you to call us that, Jack. Thank you, by the way, for being here on Good Day. 21 after the hour.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Happy birthday time on Good Day.
In worn out shoes.
I just thought this was an interesting concept. Call a band the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, which comes from some.
Jump so
high. Is it a poem? Where did this come from? The Nitty Gritty.
No, the song came from a poem.
Mr. Bojangles. Okay.
Yes.
All right, got it. Thank you. I knew there was a poem involved in this someplace.
Right.
Jeff Hanna's birthday is today. Born this day, 1947.
Mr. Bojangles, it's based on a guy, a street musician in New Orleans.
Right. Yeah, who really did exist.
Yes.
Yes. Not real name, but that was what he was called, Mr. Bojangles. Jeff is the guitarist for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. I had three or four hits, but this is probably the one they're best known for. So
great song.
We wish him a happy birthday on his 65th birthday. Let's crank it up a little bit with Bonnie Pointer in our focus. Of the Pointer Sisters. Bonnie Pointer, born in the state 1950, so she's 62. Won a Grammy with her sitter. Here's the trivia question. You ready?
Sure.
2020 music quiz.
Name all of the Pointer Sisters.
Well, since there are only two of them.
Oh, there is? I thought there was three.
No.
Okay.
What's the other sister's name? Bonnie Pointer and
Clyde.
Her sister, Clyde. 800-5-Clydia. Sounds like it.
Yeah, let's move along.
Yeah, okay.
800-510. Hey, why did you know what I was thinking?
There, move along.
800-510-8255. What is Bonnie Pointer's sister's name for a swell prize of the Pointer sisters? Got Grammys for, let's see here, Steam Heat. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Can. That was the song, right?
Remember the movie that this came from?
This song?
Mm-hmm.
Neutron Dance.
Mm-hmm.
Must be from a dance movie. I don't remember.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
There's a new sheriff in town.
And his name is Dudley.
No. 48 Hours.
Oh.
Eddie Murphy.
Reggie.
Nick Nolte. Reggie.
Yeah,
his name is Reggie Hammonds.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay, got that. All right, let's see if we can move on now. Actor Stephen Lang, born this day 1952, so he's 60. He was the bad guy in Avatar. He's usually a bad guy. Plays a tough-looking, really ornery bad guy. So you recognize him. So I'm Celia Ward. Is Joe on CSI. Her birthday is today. Richie Sambora was born on this day 53 years ago. He's the guitarist with John Bon Jovi's group, right, Richie?
With Bon Jovi, yes.
Right, and it's run by John Bon Jovi. I was trying to impress
I mean, John and Richie are kind of the, they are the band, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so why don't they call it Bon Sambo?
I don't know.
That's a good question. Right. Or Sambo Jovi.
I guess John was there for... You know what? I'm trying to remember whether there's another... Whether John has a brother or something in the band, and there was two Bon Jovis. I can't remember.
Yeah. Next up is... Scott... No, it's
not. Suzanne Vega.
Suzanne Vega.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something about this song is very depressing.
It's very coffee house-ish. Yeah.
Scott Schreiner, bass player with Weezer. Not coffee house.
No, very much so.
They have 47 today. Happy birthday.
You know what this is?
What? Buddy Holly?
This is not coffee house. It's Arnold's. And those of you who remember this song, and this is from the era when songs were made as much by the video as they were by the song. Like, this song is okay, but the video was classic. And it all took place in Arnold's from Happy Days.
Got it. Debbie Dunning, an actress from Home Improvement, born in the state 1966. She's 46 today. Also the birthday of Justin Chambers, who's Dr. Alex Karev on Grey's Anatomy, and then Michael Rosenbaum, who is Lex Luthor on Smallville, is 40 today. Just in case you care, you know, wish a happy birthday to somebody you do care about. 28 after on Good Day.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like. Right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our Road Trip Ready package that includes alignment, oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Plus, save on all Goodyear tires. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For more offers, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Goodyear offer good through July 28th. Shop using exclusions apply. See store for detail.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penny pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, technology is changing faster than ever.
By the time you get it out of the box, it's already out of date.
Which is why Rent-A-Center really makes sense. You can get the latest and greatest computers and tablets without ever worrying.
Because you can upgrade to the latest model anytime you want.
So you're never stuck with yesterday's technology.
Like my phone?
Wow, is that a cord?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a great deal on Acer laptops or tablet computers, all with the worry-free guarantee. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends July 28th. 2012. Quantities.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The Good Day program at 33 after the hour. My name is Doug Steffen. My name is pretty much not changed other than from Dudley to Doug over the years. Rich McFadden's name, I think, has always been Rich.
It always has. Well, no.
Heather Bachman's real name is
Barry. Heather doesn't change much, does it?
Barry Bachman, huh?
Barry.
Barry can be a...
Have you always been Heather, or is there a nickname?
Heather. Well, I'm actually Heather Celeste.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Really?
Heather Celeste.
Heather Celeste.
Yeah. See, I told you, there was something. She's hiding. Yes.
It's the union of heaven and earth, it is.
Jennifer and I, Jen has Jen, Jenny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jen.
Jen, Jenny, J-Ho. J-Ho, which is the big one.
Right, yeah.
All right, then there's Roberta Fasanelli, who will never change. We wouldn't want her to change. The author, Khalil Gibran. How many people read his stuff? Or do you have to be a hippie in order to have read his...
I know him. I have not read him.
Really? Tenderness and kindness are not signs of weakness and despair, but manifestations of strength and resolution. Something to think about today.
Cheers to that.
Yes. We have asked a question about music and musical talent. Now we'll find out how smart people are who listen to this program. Most of the time we get an answer to a question. Sometimes we get questions asked of us. How come nobody ever... really get serious, though. I think we ought to get serious about asking questions of each other, or better yet, the audience can ask each. We're going to take a few minutes here. 800-510-8255. Whichever person on the air you find most interesting, you may feel free right now to call and ask a question. Any question about anything. And if they give you the right answer, then you'll get nothing. If you give them a wrong answer. If, for example, you call Jennifer and ask, how many miles is it to the moon? And she gives you the wrong answer, you get a prize.
It's, perfect. Yeah. Oh, it's so easy.
800.
Are we allowed to use Google?
510. No, you can find out any way you want. If you have a weak brain, then, Richie, help yourself. You don't know the answer?
Well, I mean, I know it's 600,000 miles to the moon.
No, it's not.
Really far.
No, it's not.
200,000?
You forgot about that turnaround Venus.
800.
left turn it be.
Yeah, right.
Shoot.
800, ask us a question, and we'll give you an answer.
All right, so don't ask me how far it is to the moon.
800-510-8255. All right, so in a moment, Heather, who's in charge of social media, is going to give us an update on what's going on there. I asked because we
it's
were...
238,000 miles.
Not all the time, it's not. Bonnie Pointer has a sister. We were talking about the Pointer sisters, and I asked for the name of the sister. 800-510-8255.
Well, then that's a stupid question.
Dale is in Santa Maria, California. No, it's not. Hi, Dale.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
Good. I'm on my way into the YMCA to work out.
Oh, really?
Good for you.
Right.
The YMCA. What's your workout routine normally consist of? What do you do?
Well, I'm doing power pump this morning with a bunch of women.
That sounds like
hot.
Cool.
Good for you. Look at he giggles. He's like, I'm not even going to work out.
Okay. So, Dale.
Yeah.
The sister to Bonnie is?
Actually, there were two.
One sings, the other one doesn't.
It was June and Anita.
The one who sings is?
Anita.
Anita is the singer. The two sisters, Bonnie and Anita, make up the Pointer sisters. June, I'm not sure what her role is. I'm not sure she even has a role. But I do. You're right. There is another sister, but I don't think she's singing in the group or with the two.
Okay.
If memory serves me correctly.
She's so excited, though.
She
was
I thought there were three, too.
Oh, will you stop? You don't even know how far it is to the moon. Stop.
238,000 miles is the
average.
Are
the Pointer sisters good hunters, by the way?
There are three, Doug.
Oh, God, Jen.
There are three Pointer sisters.
Thank you, Heather. You get me.
I do. Totally.
I get you, too.
I've got all of you, and I don't know what to do with you. All right, Dale, hold on a second, okay? You've got a prize coming.
Ah.
Okay, thank you.
Hello. Dale was right.
Hey, Dale.
Right.
Yeah.
I was right. How many miles is it to the moon?
I have no idea.
I'll say 238,000.
No, it's not
right.
238,000.
Really, really
sure. No, that's not true. All right, Dale, hold on a second. Yeah, it does change.
So
it changes all the time.
The Pointer sisters started with June and Bonnie, and then Anita joined them.
And Bonnie went away. I mean, June went away. June is not still active, if memory serves me correctly. I'm more interested in how far it is to the moon. 800-510-8255. You are so wrong.
Wiki never
but
lies.
But you're so convinced that
Wiki.
You're so smart.
Wiki
got
never
it
lies.
All figured out. I know the answer. No.
The average distance from the Earth to the moon is 238,855 miles. The actual distance varies over the course of the orbit of the moon from 221,000 miles to 252,000 miles at apogee.
Apogee and perigee.
That's correct.
Do you know the difference? What's the difference between apogee and perigee?
I guess it's the closeness and the distance when it's when apogee is got farther in its orbit and perigee is closer in its orbit. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you mean? You don't know?
You can put one on your cell phone as an app?
Uh-huh.
Yes, right. I was right.
Heather.
Yes?
You're in charge of social media on Good Day.
All right, we're moving away from the moon.
We are.
Right.
More quickly than you could possibly imagine.
Mooning? Uh-huh. Well, on Facebook, we have a bunch of conversations going on. We have the info if you're looking for the farewell to our fine fellow Ernest Borgnine. We've got the info there on how you can see the movie marathon for him in his memory. And also some conversation about the people's thoughts on the whole idea of the Obama ruling and what it means towards drinking and the drinking age. We've got some chiming in there. But most popular is what is the best late for work excuse?
Right, and what do you hear?
Oh, there's some real winners
on
there.
Some of them.
How about I needed to take a nap?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that would fly. Would that fly if I said
no.
that to you?
No.
I got stopped by a train. That's a good one, plausible, unless there's no
it's
train
not,
in your route.
That's not funny, though. It's not. We're looking for something that's in.
That's
like
funny?
Yeah.
Well, you know, my cat ate my No. So anyway, they go on with that, and I'm looking for some better ones. Make us laugh with it. And then as far as Twitter, one of the biggest things that's trending right now is Radio 1 and Chris Moyles, who, for all who aren't familiar, is a huge British radio host. And he is leaving the airwaves.
What's his name?
Chris Moyles.
Really?
And he is very, very infamous for kind of putting his foot in his mouth kind of thing, and has said a lot of things that have gotten people in a bit of an uproar. But
some people who do talk radio, that's what people who have conversational programs are supposed to be all about. James Whale is one of his colleagues.
They kicked him off the air.
Who?
James.
Yeah, but he's back again.
Oh, he is? But he's on the web. Is he on the air?
No, he's on the air, too.
Okay.
All right, here's Jim in El Paso with a guess, a shot, if you will, at how far it is to the moon. Jim.
250,000 miles.
Says whom?
Well, an astronomy book years ago I read.
Yeah? All right, do you remember when the Apollo astronauts went to the moon?
Yes.
How far did they have to travel to get there and come back?
To get there.
I don't remember.
And come back.
Yeah. If you look at the trip, I believe you will see 326,000 miles as the distance they travel to get there. I don't know how far, because it wasn't as far coming back, because the Earth had changed. As Richie said correctly, the apogee and perigee, which are not just applies to trips to the moon or Mars, whenever there's
any orbit,
any satellite that's in orbit,
right,
is going to have a high point and a low point. And that's what the apogee and the perigee are. The International Space Station, as it goes around the globe, is not always at 248 miles high. It's up and down, depending on sometimes the influences of the actual gravitational pull of the Earth.
So you say it's how many miles?
326,000.
Where are you getting your information?
I have it in my head.
Well, so does Jim, and then I'm getting mine off of the thing, and ours agrees and yours doesn't.
Well, listen, so I got a better head than you. What do you want from me? All right, Jim. Very cute, Jim. Thanks a lot.
Jim, hold on. I'm giving you a prize.
I just got rid of him. 800-510-8255. All right. Any questions you have for any of the members of the Good Day team, you're welcome to ask the question.
Nobody's going
to
call now.
Why?
We give you the right answer and you tell us we're wrong. Who's going to sign up for that contest?
That was just your answer, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of like my mom, you know, because I said so.
Yeah,
exactly.
In a moment, the new way to...
What is 2 plus 2? 6. You're wrong.
2 plus 2 isn't 6. 3 plus 3 is 6. 5 plus 1 is 6. 4 plus 2 is 6.
You are funny.
Right?
Yeah,
that's funny. A great teacher.
You funny man, Doug. I was actually a very good teacher.
I'm sure you were.
Plus six is six.
I was.
Well, Mr. Stefan, it says right here in the book. I don't care what the book
never
says.
Never mind what the book says. Listen to what I say.
Throw those books out the window. Yeah, books are wrong.
They're just an inconvenience. All right, 16 before the hour. If you have a problem with your body, a physical problem, if you weigh too much, you're having a problem with diabetes, if there's cancer in your family you're concerned about, we certainly know that around the country we've got some really serious, serious health problems. A lot of people are worried about medications. People are worried about being in pain. Let me clear a few things up. You heard, we have a lot of medical folks come on this program to give you advice. Some of them agree, some of them disagree. Hard to get to the bottom line with, I guess it's like the accident. 18 people see it, you get 18 different stories. And with your health, there are 18 different opinions as to what you ought to do to keep yourself healthy. One of the things that I'm advising after looking around is that you check out, matter of fact, I went to DougStefan.com myself. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I clicked on DougStefanTeam.com to get an overview of some of the things that are there that are very helpful to being healthful. You always get a lecture from Dr. Joel Wallach when you go there, and you'll hear stories about all these diseases that you are prone to get if you don't have the right mineral composition in your body. And that's really what the 90 Essential Nutrients and the 90 for Life Pack is all about. Healthy Start Pack available so you avoid all these diseases, help you lose weight. Really does keep your body trim, fit. Of course, you got to exercise. You can't be a couch potato. But you do need to start with the right elements to help your body stay where it is if it's healthy, or to get itself back to being healthy. 90 Essential Nutrients for Life to avoid the 900 common diseases that take people out. Check out DougStefanTeam.com. Order your Healthy Start Pack by calling 855-309-TEAM. I mean, you can get there either way. I talked to some people who were at the ice cream store yesterday. Nice lady, but used to listen to me on the radio all the time, been listening off and on for years. And I said to her, I asked her about something. Oh, I know. If you want to listen more, you can listen on a computer. Oh, I don't have a computer. See, everybody thinks everyone's got a computer, and everybody does not have a computer. So if you don't, and you want to take advantage
still
of
the 10 of you.
Healthy Start.
Right. So for you, 10.
Right.
Yes. Call 855-309-8326 and pay no attention to Jennifer and Rich because they're just disrespectful. 855-309-8326 for the Doug Steffen 90 Essential Nutrients for Life.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective in improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougSteffen.com.
From the creepy world, steps toward better customer service. So says one airline that travels the world. Look for American airline, American, like American, meaning American carriers, but American Airlines, which has a partnership with British Airways to be the next ones to do this. What do you think of this kind of customer service? British Airways says it's now going to Google its passengers.
Huh?
When you sign up for a British Airways flight, they are going to check you out on Google. That way, they find out what you like, what you don't like, and whether you need to be treated differently than the person who's sitting next to you. So you're going to Google passenger names, find out specific passengers, their looks, how can they be greeted better, that sort of stuff. I'm not sure. I made up my mind, really. I find this an intriguing idea, whether I like it or I don't like it. British Airways have asked passengers, when you get the, you know, now you have to give them your name and address. They got to have a whole profile on you when you get a ticket. But they also will ask you if you mind that they search you on Google. Fundamentally, if you have lots of information, and by the way, you don't control what info is put out there, right, on you, on Google?
Well, you do, and what you put out,
yeah, don't be a dummy,
will end up in Google.
Well, then so somebody find out something. What was it, Facebook or something about me that wasn't flattering?
You know, I'm sure there's all kinds of stuff, yeah.
You caught me.
You're sure there are all kinds of things about me that are not flattering? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. There's really? The big toe video, for example.
No. We can do that.
We can't get off of YouTube. That's disgusting.
There's a fungus among us.
Yeah. Be one after on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7.
You're right, I do like this.
I knew you would.
This is the, music from Men in Black, the original movie, tops at the box office during this week in 1997, introducing us into our movie moments business. Chuck Curry is our movie man. We have our movie contest, and then we'll have some movie news. That's how it works here. You can join us at 800-510-8255 to identify the movie in contest or in question. This movie was number one during this week in 1987. And I can't tell you, looking at the title, I remember the movie at all. But let's see, if we listen to some of the audio together, maybe we can all figure it out. Here's first clue.
When things are at their darkest, pal, it's a brave man who can kick the party.
Got it, Chucker?
I don't.
All right, neither does anybody else. So that's good. We're all on an even keel.
What year did you say, 87?
1987, movie of the week. Next clue. Here you go, Richie.
Jack, it worked. You just digested the bad guy.
Sounds like an episode of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I think I know it.
800-510-8255. Know the name of the movie? You call us now. First person in line in the queue who knows what the movie is, hasn't won before, gets a great shot and a great prize. Last clue.
This is the night we first met. You were doing that article about me, and we had dinner and talked till 3 in the morning. And then I got drunk and threw up and fell down a manhole walking you home.
Sounds I was like on a date with him dates. Once. Yeah. I know.
800.
No idea.
510-8255. So why is that a surprise? Why do you even bother to tell us that?
Know this.
Why do you even bother?
Sometimes I know.
Oh, you haven't known anything for 8 years.
Sometimes I know.
All right, Chucker.
Yeah, Doug.
Movie news.
Okay, Doug. The Oscar-winning actor Philip Seymour Hoffman, who was great as the villain in Mission Impossible 3, signing on for a major role in the Hunger Games sequel, which is titled Catching Fire.
I thought there were two sequels to that. They were shooting, or is that this new book?
No. This is what they're going to do. They're going to shoot the next one, which is the second film in the series. It's titled Catching Fire. And then there's one final book, which is going to divide into two films. It's called The Mockingjay. They're going to follow the same blueprint as they did with the Twilight franchise, which is three books cut into four movies.
Isn't that well? Avatar was never a book, but aren't they shooting like a couple of Avatar movies at the same time?
You never know what to believe. But Sigourney Weaver, I guess, gave an interview and said James Cameron's going to shoot three more Avatar movies back to back to back. Which personally, I like to see, because Warner Brothers eventually will reboot the Batman franchise. If there is any director who has a shot to take over for Christopher Nolan and make a Batman movie just as equal, it would be James Cameron. Yeah. But I don't think there's anybody else on the planet that could do it as well.
Speaking
other bit of news,
Sigourney Weaver in that new television, the summer episodic television show about Hillary Clinton, in essence.
Yeah, she is. That's on the cable channel.
I think
correct?
It is. Yeah, like TNT or TBS or some one of those.
Yeah, I think
it's actually pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has a good lineup of programs. One other bit of news, Anthony Hopkins joining the biblical story Noah, big screen adoption of the Bible story from Darren Aronofsky, who did The Black Swan. Russell Crowe stars in the movie alongside Jennifer Connelly. So that's a pretty good cast. Russell Crowe is Noah, Anthony Hopkins and Jennifer Connelly in a big throwback epic religious story.
What about Lindsay Lohan? Must be time for her to get another movie, isn't it? I see something about her in Scary Movie.
I have no interest. I know one other bit of news. Eight-year-old actor Peter O'Toole officially announcing he retired from acting yesterday.
Most actors don't do that. Remember people who are looking for Gene Hackman to come do another movie?
I think Gene Hackman's quietly announced his retirement, but I don't think you'll ever see Gene Hackman in front of a camera again. I don't know why. It's a shame, but... His last movie was Welcome to Mooseport.
Yeah, that's
six
why.
Years ago with Ray Romano.
That's not why. It's because he has one bad movie. Come on. Yeah. Gene Hackman's career has been great.
Hey, boys, you're going to go out.
Clint
Welcome
Eastwood
to
had
so
bad
go.
Movies. Clint Eastwood has every movie he made.
I don't look at them as bad movies. Not every movie is great. I have a saying, it's nothing wrong with being good, and good's okay.
Yeah.
Not everything's going to be great. The problem with film criticism nowadays, is especially on the internet, is everybody looks for a movie to be absolutely outstanding, and if it's not, they try to really blast it. I don't think that's fair.
Right. All right, let's see if we can figure out what the name of that movie was from which you heard the excerpts. Thomas listens in El Paso on KTSM. Hi, Thomas.
Hello.
What do you think the name of that movie is? Number one from this week in 1987.
The movie is called Inner Space.
Inner Space is the movie. You liked it? Did you think it was a good movie, Thomas?
I liked it when it came out. I haven't seen it since.
Yeah, well, you got a good memory for the dialogue in it. Good for you. Swell prize.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.